It's been over a week since the record-shattering rains that decimated much of Colorado's Front Range stopped falling, and residents and emergency managers are still struggling to ascertain the extent of the flood's destruction. Today, the countryside is a patchwork of standing floodwater, with washed-out roads and murky ponds the size of small towns blanketing the landscape. And as the waters subside, a new emergency is taking shape in the country's most heavily drilled county.
Okay, here's where we get into the deeper water and a lot more oil and gas well tanks inside the water.
Flying over Weld County's flooded gas fields, the view is peppered by partially and fully submerged drill sites. Thousands of gas wells remain underwater, train car-sized storage boxes of fracking fluid are strewn like matchsticks in muddy fields, and dozens of large tanks of crude oil and drilling chemicals that were ripped from their moorings during the deluge now lie on their sides in the mud, some leaking brownish-black liquid into the nearby South Platte River.
This area here had about 50% more water yesterday, so a lot of the tanks that you're seeing on the actual soil were submerged yesterday and the day before.
As of Tuesday, the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, or COGCC, has confirmed 11, quote, notable spills that have leaked more than 34,000 gallons of crude oil and other chemicals into the environment. Officials say over the next few weeks, they expect to find more. The COGCC has deployed just over 20 inspectors on the ground to assess the impacted flood areas. So far, inspectors have only been able to survey 40% of the flood zone for oil and gas damage, and many of the damaged sites they have found are inaccessible because of high water and deep mud. Other potentially damaged infrastructure, like pipelines and gas conduits, lay buried underground, also out of the inspector's reach. Todd Hartman is a spokesman for the COGCC.
In fact, in some cases, they can't access the wells. So access remains a big challenge. What's maybe happening to infrastructure below ground, such as gathering lines and other pipelines, we can't say we have a full handle on it.
Given the size of the task at hand, grassroots citizens groups are helping to fill the gap for the state, organizing search parties to help them find and document spills. Russell Mendel is campaign director for Frack Free Colorado, one of the groups working to find contamination in the flood zone. His team has documented dozens of spills in Weld County and elsewhere, but Mendel says some of the volunteers working on the search effort have gotten sick from exposure to chemicals at the spill sites.
Yeah, we had a few people who went up to just southeast of Greeley, and they saw some of the wells, the tanks that had been turned over, and they were there, and their faces were burning, their eyes were burning, their throats were burning. Actually, one of the people who went out, their throat is still burning a couple days afterwards. It's really concerning.
Conservation groups are criticizing the state for allowing oil and gas operators to drill 50 feet from waterways, saying the proximity of many wells to area rivers exacerbated the damage by the flood.
Well, we obviously have compromised wells and overturned tanks. We've seen sheens on the surface of the water. Now,
that's Weston Wilson, a former scientist with the Environmental Protection Agency, who was out surveying the flood damage last week. He says while some of the chemicals released in the spills should evaporate into the air, the dense crude oil and other heavy contaminants will likely seep into the groundwater. Residents here, he says, could be discovering contamination under their feet for years to come.
So we could be left with dozens of contaminated sites here as people return. When I see an event like this, this is an unprecedented event. The National Weather Service described this as a flood of biblical proportions. Indeed, it is. For example, we've had the previous record high in Boulder County was 6 inches of rain in any 1 month. In this 1 week period, there's been 18 inches of rain. We never see records obliterated to such extent. There's a lesson here. This is a climate-induced event. We must get off fossil fuels, or this will be our future. After all, here in Colorado, we've had drought, fire, and flood in the same year.
COGCC spokesman Todd Hartman says at this point, the state hasn't considered any policy changes to prevent a similar catastrophe in the future. For now, authorities are focusing on surveying the damage from the flooding, and Hartman says until conditions improve in the Front Range, it's impossible to know how long that task will take to complete. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Ed Williams.